Call this meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 8:02 a.m. on Thursday, April 29th, 2021. I want to thank our House Records Secretary Lori Rowland and our LIO moderator Kelsey Riker for helping us with behind-the-scenes work here that allows our committee hearings to run smoothly. As we start, I want to remind committee members to please make sure that your phones are on silent. And present today, we have Representative McCabe, Representative Drummond, Representative Pocketock, Co-Chair Hannon, and myself, Co-Chair Shragi. Today, the committee will be taking public testimony on two bills, House Bill 16, Search and Rescue Surplus State Property, and House Bill 11, Defensive Display of Firearm. We will start with House Bill 16, and I am going to open public testimony. We will start with Jeff Larson. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Hello, my name is Jeff Larson. I thank you all for inviting me to testify, Co-Chair Hannon, Co-Chair Shragi, and the members of the committee. I'm president of Sea Dogs, which is an acronym for Southeast Alaska Dogs Organized for Ground Search. It's a Juneau-based search and rescue team. We've been in existence for approximately 40 years. And we're an all-volunteer team utilizing dogs to search and recover the lost and missing. We're called out by the Alaska State Troopers, and I am testifying in support of HB 16, which would aid teams like ours statewide in our efforts to assist the troopers when called. Access to obsolete or surplus state property would give us another tool in our quest to always be ready for the call. We currently use our own boats and other equipment in searches as we need. Since these are currently our private boats or equipment, they are often in the field being used by the team member and not readily accessible to us. So, for example, we have several commercial fishermen on our team who need their boats during the season. So while they're out fishing, we have other team members that could help and step into those roles, but we don't have our own boats. If we could, we would dedicate this equipment, if it was available, to the SAR cause and keep it always at the ready, giving us a better ability for immediate response. In summary, we see value in this bill and urge that you pass HB 16. Thank you for your work in this effort.
Thank you, Jeff. Next up, looks like we have Mark Steger online. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Yes, my name is Mark Steger. I'm a team member for MATSAR up in the Matsu Valley. I'm also president of the Alaska Search and Rescue Association. And today I'm primarily just here in case you guys have any questions or anything that I might be able to help you with. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mark. And let the record reflect that Representative McCarty joined us at 8:03 a.m., and we've got Representative Johnson in the audience. All right, next up we have, looks like Paul Fussy. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Mr. Chair, this is Paul Fussy. I'm just here to answer any questions by the committee. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. And it looks like everyone else that we have online is here for questions. Could you confirm that, Kelsey? All right. Wonderful. With that, we're going to close public testimony on HB 16. We're now going to move on to HB 11 and open HB 11 up for public testimony. And looks like we've got, and I am sorry if I mispronounce your name, Oybon Klein. I'm sure that I mispronounced that, from Idaho. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Co-Chair Hannon and Co-Chair Shragi, and honorable members of the Committee on Community and Regional Affairs. This is Yvine Klein, Alaska State Director for the National Rifle Association. Thank you for the opportunity to provide testimony and support for House Bill 11 this morning. House Bill 11 clarifies Alaska law to allow Alaskans to protect themselves in situations by being able to defensively display a firearm. self-defense situations are not cut and dry. This provides Alaskans with resources and tools to dissuade and thwart attacks. Defensive display of firearms laws exist in Arizona, Iowa, Montana, and Oklahoma. Oklahoma, again, in 2021, pushing to enhance that language to allow law-abiding citizens to protect themselves. It's time that Alaska also steps in and allows Alaskans to protect themselves in self-defense situations. I respectfully urge your support for House Bill 11 today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next up, we've got Joyanne Bloom. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Okay, good morning, co-chairs Hannon and Shragi and members of the committee. My name is Joyanne Bloom, and I live here in Juneau, Alaska. I'm not calling from outside like the previous caller. I'm a volunteer with the Alaska chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. At the sight of a gun, I change. Fight or flight kicks in. Fight and something bad is going to happen. Flight and something bad is going to happen. There's no winning. House Bill 11 is a bad idea. This bill is a dangerous free pass to use and brandish firearms recklessly and for the purpose of intimidation with no consequences. This is not how responsible gun owners behave, and it should not be allowed in Alaska. Alaska has the highest rate of gun deaths in the United States, and this bill does nothing to address that issue. It's like our communities are ablaze with gun violence, and what does this bill do? It adds more dry kindling to the fire. I'm a woman, mother, and grandmother, and I'm already afraid. I don't want to see guns out in my neighborhood. I don't want my kids and grandkids to see guns carried in the open in threatening ways. That's not what I want for Alaska. What I want is for responsible gun owners to continue to keep their guns locked, away from children, and out of sight. Thank you very much for hearing me.
Thank you, Joyanne. Next up, we have Luann McVeigh. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Good morning, co-chairs Hannon and Shragi, and honorable members of the committee. This is Luann McVeigh. I live in Douglas, and I'm a volunteer for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. I oppose HB 11 because the presence of firearms exacerbates conflict. Guns are often too quickly used to cause devastating harm that could be avoided by de-escalating a situation using mutual respect and negotiation. My neighbor enjoys fireworks. I don't enjoy his enjoyment. I don't share his enjoyment, and neither does my cat. My neighbor and I had an angry encounter one night when his fireworks caused a large fire right in front of my house. A visible gun has been found to increase people's aggressive impulses, making it more likely that disagreements will turn into violent conflicts. If I had brought a gun out that night as a defensive display to convince my neighbor to move away from my house, the already fraught situation would have become heightened. I could have accidentally discharged the gun, or he could have lunged at me, injuring me or killing me or himself. Defensively displaying the gun would have been an act of reckless endangerment on my part. As it was, I loudly expressed my displeasure, and he reciprocated defensively with words. No guns were brought out. Eventually, the fire was put out. We're now on fairly pleasant terms, and the fireworks have been moved away from our neighborhood. HB 11 is unnecessary, as Alaska law already protects people with an authentic reason to defend themselves. In addition, most people are not likely to be in a situation where they need to use a gun to defend themselves. Please do not allow this bill to pass out of your committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we're going to go to Mike Coons. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Yes, my name is Mike Coons, and I'm speaking for myself, and I do fully support HB 111, unlike the previous two. As a matter of fact, the last one would have been thrown in jail if she'd showed up with a firearm in that situation. I didn't realize that there was a loophole for prosecutors to go after a person who uses a firearm for self-defense without discharging the firearm. Sadly, we do have prosecutors who will go after law-abiding citizens to protect themselves which is why I have USCCA insurance to protect me if arrested and prosecuted and if I'm civilly sued. I have presented a firearm 4 times to stop criminal actions that put my and others' lives in danger. I have been physically attacked, escaped, and then armed myself, which stopped further action. I have had a road rage situation that the other person had no idea I was armed, and fortunately, my standing firm, knowing I was armed, stopped further violence from the other person. I thank God I have never had to pull the trigger to fully stop an attack. In 2 of those situations, I have been complimented by AST. In all of those cases, I was in fear of my life. In 2 of those situations, I was within 2 pounds of trigger pull from shooting to stop, presenting the weapon with the clear knowledge that the attacker, by the attacker, that he is about to be shot, stopped the situation. Use of force is about stopping a life-threatening situation. It is from stating I'm armed, going to grip, drawing, low ready, to pointing the weapon at the attacker to at the last resort, trigger press. Thus, we need to protect the intended victim. I do carry concealed. I have been through a lot of training, and I'm very aware of the law. Sadly, people are being arrested for displaying a weapon to stop threatening attacks that put the person in fear of their lives. So long as the intended victim is in fear of his or her life, that arrest is just plain wrong. Those millions that have done so and not had to shoot to stop must be commended and protected from criminals filing false complaints as they are doing that today. I fully support HB 111 and ask this pass out of committee, and I will take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Coons. Next up, we're going to go to Rochelle Parker. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for your time. My name is Rochelle Parker, and I live in Anchorage. I'm a volunteer with the Alaska chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. And I'm here today to call on lawmakers to oppose House Bill 11 on defensive display of firearms. House Bill 11 essentially states that displaying a firearm can never be considered reckless conduct or be categorized as a third or fourth degree assault. This would allow gun owners to brandish firearms carelessly for the purpose of intimidation with no consequences. Introducing a firearm, whether it is fired or not, rarely de-escalates a volatile situation. On the contrary, research shows that displaying firearms makes people more aggressive, which could create a substantial risk of injury. Under this bill, an angry driver could wave a firearm in a traffic dispute, which could cause a collision or send someone off the road. Or a person could legally display a firearm in a crowd, inciting panic and potential injury or tragedy. This bill would be especially dangerous in domestic violence situations. Roughly 4.5 million women alive today have been threatened with a gun by an intimate partner, and a study of domestic violence found that women who had been threatened with a gun or feared that their partner would use it against them had more severe psychological symptoms than women who endured other types of abuse, such as psychological or physical threats. At a time when we read of mass shootings weekly in the news, in grocery stores, in schools, in workplaces, in places of worship, it does not make sense to give gun owners the right to irresponsibly exhibit their firearms in public or private spaces. This is reckless and unsafe and should not be tolerated by Alaskans. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next up, we're going to go to Polly Carr. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Good morning, Co-Chair Hannon, Co-Chair Shragi, and members of the committee. My name is Polly Carr. I'm a resident of Anchorage for 24 years and mother to a 10-year-old daughter, and I'm representing myself. I oppose House Bill 11. House Bill 11 would normalize the use of guns for intimidation purposes. As a parent, I do not want to see people displaying firearms at events. I bring my child to events, and I think this is a direct threat to safety of all. I also want to point out that intimidation tactics with guns have been used historically and currently to intimidate and threaten people, in particular, people of color at community events. We saw examples of this happening last summer when counter-protesters to peaceful rallies in support of Black Lives Matter in Anchorage and in Palmer showed up with rifles and semi-automatic weapons. The effect was both chilling and psychologically terrifying for many. Being able to safely participate in civic events is a foundational building block of a strong democracy, and I see this bill as yet another form of suppression of civic engagement. Finally, this bill will allow people to display a firearm to dissuade a threatening person. The current political climate has been made increasingly violent as an outcome of years of public manipulation by partisan media and certain political figures. As a result, many believe those who disagree with them present an actual threat. We all saw what happened on January 6th in our nation's capital, and many of you condemned that violence. This bill has the potential to exponentially increase violence at public events. It's not needed. It is a solution in search of a problem, and if it passes, it will create severe impacts upon our democracy, our safety, and our society. Please do not pass it out of committee, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Carr. Next up, we're going to go to Patty Owen. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Hi, good morning, co-chairs Hannon, Shragi, and members of the committee. My name is Patty Owen, and I'm a lifelong Alaskan living in Juneau. I'm also a volunteer with the Alaska chapter for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. I strongly oppose House Bill 11. No responsible gun owner should have to think twice about the danger involved in waving a gun in the air. In a state where aggravated assaults with a gun have increased by an average of 65% every year since 2003, and firearms are the leading cause of death among children and teens, why would we think it was okay to brandish a gun to intimidate people, only to be held accountable if someone is hurt? This behavior endangers all who are in the vicinity, including the person displaying the behavior, especially considering Alaska's Stand Your Ground law. In a state with no apparent gun safety laws, it's no wonder that Alaska has the highest rate of gun deaths in the country. In fact, over the past decade, Alaska's gun laws have become more lenient, while the rate of gun deaths has increased by almost 20%. And by lenient, I'm referring to one example of Alaska's concealed carry law that first required a permit and now allows concealed carry without a permit or training. Given Alaska's high rate of gun deaths and gun suicides, it's time for lawmakers to pass meaningful, common sense gun safety laws that protect our children and all Alaskans from gun deaths and injuries. Gun deaths and injuries are preventable, and doing nothing is the slippery slope to increased tragedy. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we're going to go to Rosalind White, or I hope I'm saying your last name correctly. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Good morning. My name is Rosalind White. I'm from Anchorage, born and raised. I appreciate Co-Chair Hammond, Co-Chair Shragi, and members of the committee for allowing me to testify. I'm speaking for myself today as a Black woman. I am opposed of SB 11. I am also speaking, I don't have a bunch of statistics and stuff, but I do have 5 Black children. I have 2 Black brothers. I have a fiance that is Black, and I have uncles and friends that are Black. So I'm going to speak on the recent actions that have been taken in America. There's a lot of fear going on. I was also at the Palmer rally where I was in support of the Black Lives Matter, and seeing people, preferably white men, walking around with their guns out produced a lot of fear in the eyes of those who were in support of Black Lives Matter, as it was a tactic to scare, not support. And if anyone listened to President Biden yesterday, I also heard over 50 women are killed monthly in America by guns in DV situations. So I'm concerned there because I know domestic violence is huge here in Alaska. And I guess the last thing I want to say is I'm just trying to figure out who's to say who isn't the risk from someone that wants to brandish a gun on the side of their hip.
what if anyone of my black children or family members are walking from the grocery store because they decided to go get a soda and a bag of Skittles, and the neighbor just decides to walk outside with their gun, and then what if, you know, things just go south and it's all because they were in fear. So I really am opposed to this bill. I think that it should be thought through. We are Alaskans. I'm not against guns, but we need to think this through and have more conversation on it. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Next up, we're going to go to Lisa Adele Sassy. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Yes, hi. My name is Lisa Adele Sassy. I live in Juneau. I do not have a prepared speech, contrary to many of the people who have called in, but I just wanted to support the bill. I think it's our constitutional right to be able to protect ourselves. I think most people who carry a gun have lots of training. They get the concealed carry permit, and they're responsible gun owners. I think that to oppose this bill would be just allowing more guns on the street by criminals, and would penalize law-abiding citizens and being able to protect ourselves. So I support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we're going to go to Louis Flora. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Louis Flora, and I'm the Government Affairs Director for the Alaska Center, and I'm calling today representing myself as gun owner, parent, and lifelong Alaskan. I oppose House Bill 11, and I oppose House Bill 11 in the context of our current political environment. I oppose House Bill 11 as it appears to pave the way for increased use of guns as both political statement and actual threat to the life and safety of political opponents. I oppose House Bill 11 in the context of Alaska leading the nation in gun deaths per capita. I oppose House Bill 11 because the display of guns is associated with voter suppression, especially voter suppression against people of color. House Bill 11 has not been analyzed by state and local public safety agencies to determine how this would impact law enforcement activities. As stated before, Alaska leads the nation in gun-related deaths. This bill would make the problem worse. Thank you for the opportunity to testify, and thank you for your hard work this session.
Thank you, Mr. Flora. And Representative McCabe actually has a question for you.
Thank you, Mr. Flora. And through the chair, I'm interested to know, it's the second time now I've heard the statistic that Alaska leads the nation in gun deaths with no corroborating. Where did you get that information? Are we talking about total gun deaths? Are we talking about angry criminal gun deaths? Are we talking about just knowing the statistics of some places like Chicago and others? I can't. I'm just curious where the statistics come from. Do you have a site for that, or is it just?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to respond. I did internet research yesterday and found it on Bloomberg. And I will send you the article. It was in the context also of our high epidemic of suicide in Alaska. But I will definitely send the committee my references there.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Flora. If you provide that link or that study to the committee chairs, we will make sure that that gets distributed to all committee members. All right, next up we have Ari Sassi. If you could please put yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Yes, good morning, committee. My name is Ari Sassi. I'm from Juneau, Alaska. I've been in Alaska for 25-plus years now. I have been a concealed carry, open carry proponent for many years, and conceal and open carry all my years in Alaska. I wholeheartedly support this. I see no issue with a responsible gun owner carrying a firearm, be it concealed or open. And to those that I've heard so far testify this morning, I have heard no corroborating evidence of anything that they've talked about, including the number of gun deaths in Alaska. So I wholeheartedly and completely support this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sassy. Seeing no one else for public testimony, Kelsey, I'm looking to you if you could confirm. Wonderful. All right, with that, I'm going to close public testimony. And we're going to take a brief at ease. the record, and we are going to pick back up HB 16 at this time. I understand we have a member hoping to move an amendment, and I'm looking for that motion.
Thank you, Co-Chair Shragi, Representative for the record, Representative McCabe. I'd like to move amendment number one.
And I'll object for the purposes of discussion, and if you want to speak to the amendment, just so members in the record are clear on what it is.
Thank you, Co-Chair Shragi. For the record, Representative Kevin McCabe. This amendment just removes a superfluous statement that crept into the bill, sort of a short title for the bill that we think needed to be removed and frankly would have been cleaned up before we offered it, or should have probably been cleaned up. So it's that simple. So it's just removing the short title of the Ellie Mae thing, which we don't feel is necessarily appropriate in this bill.
Thank you, Representative McCabe. And I neglected to mention for the record that Representative Prox joined us at 8:20 this morning. Welcome and good morning. And is there any further discussion from committee members on this amendment? With that, I'm going to remove my objection. Is there any further objection? Not seeing any. Amendment number one to HB 16 is adopted. And with that, is there any further business to come before the committee this morning? Seeing none, this committee is adjourned at 8:30 a.m.